Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Thank you so much for being with me and studying the Word. My prayer is that you are being blessed by these podcasts, that you're learning day by day the principles of the Bible, that verse by verse you're learning the precepts of God. And that's why we start our time together with prayer. We want Him to bless us so that we will learn His ways. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank You that You desire for us to follow after Your ways, and You give us Your Word, the Holy Bible, to learn them. And so as we continue to study this book of Philippians, we ask that You would open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears to the truths that Your Holy Spirit wants to lead us to and empower us to live after. We bless You and we thank You today, Lord, for Your Word. Thank You for Your presence in this time. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Conversation in Heaven. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. The Philippian church members were told by Paul the Apostle that there were enemies of the cross of Christ. These enemies had an end that was destruction. Their God was their belly. Their glory was their shame. And they minded earthly things. In chapter 3 and verse 20 of Paul's letter to the church, Paul contrasted the fate of the church with those who were its enemies, where he wrote, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence or where also we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." The verse begins, "For our conversation is in heaven." As Paul began to contrast, or his contrast, for the believer's fate versus the enemies of the cross of Christ, he used the word "for," which means because, since, or on account of. And then he employed conversation, or the administration of civil affairs, or of a commonwealth, or manner of living, to describe their state. The manner of living of the saints of God is in heaven, or rather than having their attention focused mainly on earthly things, Christians have their focus on things above. The verse goes on to say, "From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul goes on to add that the lovers of the cross look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus departed from the earth, the angels promised that He would return again. We read in the book of Acts in chapter 1 in verses 9 through 11, "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, 'You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven.'" Therefore, in addition to being heavenly minded, the lover of the cross of Christ is looking for Jesus to return, as he said. As we think about Paul's words, would we consider ourselves earthly minded or heavenly minded? Do we find ourselves mostly thinking temporary thoughts or eternal thoughts? How long has it been since we have thought about Jesus' return? And are we looking for Him daily, as Paul declared? Perhaps this verse will inspire us to consider our thoughts and ways, and may the Lord Jesus help us as we adjust our manner of living toward heaven and our thoughts toward seeing Him who is the Lord of all. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians what Jesus will do for those who believe in Him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word, in Jesus' name.